Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally. We're located in Newburgh, New York, and we're here each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. And my email is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. And let's face it, having health is our birthright. The difficulty is that we need to have shows like this to teach you how to exercise that birthright, because I would think that the health of America is not headed in the right direction. If you take a look at the amount of heart disease, the amount of diabetes, the amount of cancers, the amount of obesity, high blood pressure, autoimmune disease, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And I think that we need to put an end to that, which is why we do this show. So I appreciate you tuning in. The gentleman who helps me create the topics for the show and is the man behind the scenes, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting in studio with me. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to One Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure once again to be with you today. And, you know, now we're wrapping up the year of 2016. It's been a really interesting year and a good year, and we've covered a lot of great topics on this show. And, you know, as people move into this next year, and we want to move on and prepare ourselves for the next year, what do you want us to take away from this year?
Well, with the election being behind us, I think the people spoke loud enough to say that we are ready for some new change. So I want people to get excited for the new change that will happen in the new year. I want them to set some goals and have some great time imagining what will come in the new year, and get in front of the circumstances of your life instead of always defending them or fighting against them or struggling with them or being overcome by them. I want you to get in front of the ball.
That is so clear about the messages you deliver every week, which is to be proactive about your health in particular, and taking that action ahead of time before you get sick is so important.
Absolutely.
So now as we're about to enter the new year, and this is the time where we're going to begin the new year, it's a great time to make plans for what we want to achieve. And you have some clear advice about the importance of setting goals. You break it down into what you call the 10 commandments of goal setting. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely, I do. And it's important to apply these 10 steps to make the outcome of your goals come true. And when applied, you can create anything that you desire. And so it's important for you to have a plan and exercise it.
And yeah, know how to execute it. So, you know, a lot of professionals and non-professionals, they have a basic idea of what they want to achieve in their careers, and they may want to, you know, close more sales or get a higher income or move into a different job. How does goal setting relate to your health?
Well, appreciate that your health is your most important asset. And without your health, the other goals are not important or they don't occur because of your health. So it all starts with being healthy. And that's, again, the purpose of this show. And, when a person is healthy, they're happy. When they're healthy, they have the ability to do things that they want to do. And when they're not healthy, they can't. And having to call in sick affects your income. And, you know, so it's better to get out of bed and tackle your day and open the gift that God has given each one of us, which is why we call it the present. Unwrap your gift and explore what's inside that box and figure out what you want to do with your day. And having a goal is a good thing to have so that you can make progress and put yourself in a position where you want to be, not necessarily a position that you find yourself in.
And it's such an interesting, almost a paradox to be in the present, but yet you want to plan for the future. And so much of what happens in terms of if you don't succeed on the road to success and you fall into some of those pitfalls, it really comes from a lack of planning.
Absolutely. Failing to plan means that you're planning to fail. Having a plan and following your plan guarantees success. So make a plan and follow your plan to completion.
And there are two fears that seem to really govern so many people. And one is the fear of failure, which is quite common. But even more importantly comes the fear of success.
Yes, fear itself. And the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real. So F-E-A-R is false evidence appearing real. And once you really look at something, then you will see that there's nothing really to be afraid of. And success is not so scary. And failure is not getting things to line up properly yet. And success is simply waiting for things to manifest. So don't have fear of either. Simply plan your work and then work your plan to the desired outcome.
And certainly most people do want to succeed. So what prevents people from getting from where they are to success?
Mental and emotional barriers that are unconscious, the unconscious baggage and barriers that we carry around with or project in front of us, that things that we're not good enough or that we can't, or how are other people going to look at us if we become successful? And my parents were only so successful, and if I become more successful to them, then that may make them look bad, and I don't want my parents to look bad, or I don't want my neighbors to think poorly of me. I mean, these are all things that people have in their heads.
Those are all mental confusions that people suffer from that sort of get in the way.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, part of what you do in your practice is help people to understand those things and to get behind some of those unseen hindrances that prevent them from reaching their potential. What are the methods that you use to guide people through this plan and this process?
Well, the main method that I use as a foundation is a technique called NET, or neuro-emotional technique, and a person needs to have the desire themselves to achieve something better than they currently have. So it starts with the individual, the person themselves, and the desire for something better. And once they have a desire for something better, then it's not hard to coach them and to guide them and to support them in their process of having better.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you call this the 10 commandments of goal setting, I have to ask, is this a list of thou shalt nots?
Actually, not at all. This is a list of thou shalls until you have your outcome achieved, if you will.
Okay. So, you know, you often hear about people who've achieved the goals they set for themselves. And I remember about the actor, comedian Jim Carrey. You know, he wrote himself a multi-million-dollar check before he achieved his fame and fortune. Does that kind of visualization really work?
Well, since you shared it, it's something that happened. I guess it's self-evident that it's one way to create a desired outcome. And you know, it's we're going to get into, I'm sure, all the Ten Commandments. So we're going to talk about having things that actually motivate you and things that you truly desire and things that would make your heart sing and things that would make you happy. And Jim Carrey's a pretty interesting character, and he's very, very extroverted, and he's willing to make a fool of himself. And what's interesting about that is the fact that people resonate with that because they wish they had the courage to act as foolishly as he does. But their preconceived thoughts and notions and their unconscious baggage and barriers that they carry around with themselves hinder them from doing that. And, you know, when you can throw caution to the wind and just fly by the seat of your pants, sometimes that'll take you to a place that, you know, you're excited to be at.
You know, that's
just about getting excited.
That's kind of interesting that, you know, making a fool of yourself, because sometimes you might have some goals that you think are just, wow, that's just a crazy goal. But there you are. If you go ahead and commit to it, maybe it'll happen.
Absolutely.
So now one of the things is, and we learned that from the Jim Carrey example, is writing down those goals, concretizing them, putting them into specific terms is quite important. And should goals be simply stated? I mean, how should you express them? Do you need to write them down in the present tense?
In a perfect world, it's more about intention than the actual specifics. But for this show, better to get as specific as possible. This will help to crystallize the process of manifestation. And it's important to have something that you are clear about. It's not a vague generality. It's actually something very specific. And you'll see that when we get into these Ten Commandments that, you know, being specific is very, very important.
Well, that's great. Now, we need to take a short commercial break. Before we get into the specifics, we're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com, and I look forward to talking to you some more about this after the commercial.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials and consider what the commercial says, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you currently struggling with your weight? Have you tried all the different fads and tricks and still your weight comes back with a vengeance? If so, Dr. Richard Huntoon will be offering a weight loss solution you can not only live with, but be successful at and permanently change your weight forever. Come to this free seminar and learn the underlying reason for why you cannot lose weight and why the weight always comes back. Come learn the reason for your weight management issue. Stop dieting and start feeding your body what it needs to maintain a healthy weight without the tricks, the fads, and the starvation. You deserve to know the solution to your permanent weight loss and how to keep it off forever. Come to this free seminar on weight loss being given at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Simply call 845-561-2225 and sign up. Class space is limited to 20 people. So call 845-561-2225 and learn your solution for permanent weight loss.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are going to be discussing the Ten Commandments of Goal Setting.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing what these Ten Commandments are. So let's get right into it. What is number one?
Well, number one is you got to decide what you want to accomplish. You have to focus in on what it is that you want to get as an outcome, and hopefully it's going to be something that motivates you, something that you feel passion for, something that excites you, and something that you can start to imagine how your life would be different if that goal is achieved.
Well, that kind of seems almost obvious. I mean, it's hard to reach a goal without an idea of what that goal should be, but how specific should you be about it?
The more specific you can be, the better your outcome will show up. General terms like more money doesn't help the process. By simply making 1 cent more would qualify and would meet that goal, but that wouldn't be much, or wouldn't make much of a difference to the person with the goal. So be as specific and make it exciting. After all, it is your goal and you deserve exciting outcomes. So you want to make it as exciting as possible.
Okay, that makes sense. So what's commandment number two?
Determine a deadline for the accomplishment of our goal. Make it as specific and make it a time that is both reasonable and practical. You want to get specific with the time that you want to obtain it. Like, you know, I don't know, I want to lose 5 pounds within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the 2-week deadline is a specific date, and I'm going to weigh myself today, and I'm going to set that goal of 5 pounds lighter by this date. And there, now
so we have a very specific goal, mm-hmm. and now we have a very specific timeline to accomplish that goal.
Absolutely.
All right. So now then, what's number three?
Number three is determine that goal is believable to you. If it's not real to you, it won't happen. You need to take a look at your previous days within your life. If you've ever lost weight or if you've ever succeeded at making more money, then you know that it's possible. Okay. So then it's real to you. If you've never gained more money in your life, then that becomes a little bit more unrealistic. And it's like, okay, so you got to set a goal. I was interesting. I was doing a manifestation exercise for myself one day, and I decided that while I was doing this hike, I wanted to see if I could manifest a quarter. And in the process of wanting to manifest a quarter, then my self-doubt and fear crept in, just like it does for everybody. And I was like, well, maybe a quarter is asking too much. I want to see if I can make it a penny. And the funny thing was, I went about my business and went back to my day. And when I was done with my hike, I got out of the car that I was in and put my foot on the pavement. And right next to where I put my foot was a penny.
Wow.
So I'd manifested that penny, and I was like, well, that could just be happenstance, whatever. I went into my office, got my deposit for the day, went to the bank, and as I was walking up to the teller, right on the floor in front of me was a quarter. And I was like, wow, I got the penny and the quarter. And it's just, you know, it's just about, you have to make it real for you, because if it seems unrealistic, if it seems unattainable, then you've already defeated yourself beforehand. So try to make it something and base it on, you know, some success that you've already experienced. Maybe you've never lost 50 pounds, but if you've ever lost a pound, losing 50 pounds is just losing a pound 50 times. And if you've successful at losing a pound, then you can lose 50 pounds.
So you can work it gradually and work yourself into it if you can make it believable to yourself.
Absolutely.
And really being realistic and passionate about it. I mean, staying realistic isn't always easy. So how do you stay out of the realm of fantasy?
Well, everything is a fantasy until it's not. So staying on top of it and imagining it to be fun and true and how you would feel in the process and how you would feel when it's obtained and then get into playing with the process and having fun doing it is really the whole process of manifestation anyway.
Sounds like a kind of a fun process to be part of.
Yes.
So what's number four?
Number four is you need to establish where are you now. Understanding where you are and where you're starting from, kind of like a GPS, until you establish where you are, it's hard for the GPS to map out the course of where you'd like to go. So you could even plug into your GPS that I want to go to such and such a state or I want to go to this particular address. But until the GPS registers where you're at, it can't map out a course for you. So you have to understand, okay, what am I starting with? What are my resources? What do I have that can work with me? You know, you start to get a sense of what's what and what you need in order to go forward.
So really, I mean, knowing where you're beginning, knowing where the starting point is so important. I mean, if you want to honestly assess, say, your financial situation as it is now, if you want to advance your career, you need to recognize where you are today so you can map your way out to that objective.
Absolutely. And sometimes once you've done that, working backwards to reverse engineer your goal is something to consider. Figuring out each step immediately before the goal is obtained that has to occur in order to get there and working it backwards is sometimes a very interesting way to map out your future and to get a sense what the actual steps are.
And I suppose on that road, you know, you don't know what the next step is going to be until it shows itself to you. So you can be in a place where it seems a little vague at times. And as you have that sort of reverse engineered approach, you can sort of sense of, well, this is where I'm headed, even on the journey.
Correct.
So what's number five?
Number five is, what obstacles do you need to overcome? Are there financial resources, material resources, time resources? What are the ingredients needed to make the process go forward? This is the actual fuel to make things happen. If you don't have the resources in order to make a goal go forward, then things don't happen. It's interesting. One day I got up to ride my bike in the morning before I take a shower and go to work, and I had a flat tire. And I'd gotten up early and I was getting ready, and sometime between the previous morning and the morning that it was, something happened to the tire punctured, whatever, maybe it lost its air, whatever, but I didn't have another tube. So not only did I not have the resources, I couldn't get on the bike and ride because I was lacking what I needed. So I actually had to go out and buy more tubes. Now I always buy about four or five tubes ahead so that I always have tubes. And, you know, it makes sure that I have what I need in order to accomplish what it is that I'm trying to accomplish.
So realizing that there are likely to be obstacles in your way, that is a wise approach because it's going to help you prepare. This, as you said, with the bicycle tires, is if you're going to have enough inner tubes to be prepared. If there is a flat, you can overcome that possible setback. There can be disappointments. There can be delays on your way. And as you go, you'll probably encounter those places where you may even get in your own way.
Absolutely. So being mindful of the possibility is part of the process. When you offer yourself some resistance to taking the time, spending the money, or committing to the next step, this is important to recognize your own resistance. So it could be an external resistance, or it could be coming from the inside. And we appreciate the fact that all your external influences and experiences are a reflection of what's going on inside. And so if something's a barrier, just say that, okay, well, somehow I created some counter intention to what it is that I'm doing. That's going to strengthen me. That's going to make me work harder. It's going to make me recommit to what it is that I'm doing. And it's important to recognize the setbacks for what they are. They're momentary setbacks. It's your universe. It's God, if you will, basically saying, alrighty, so Mark, how bad do you really want this? If I put this little wrinkle in front of you, are you going to overcome it, or are you going to give up? And, you know, it doesn't matter if you give up, just as long as you keep going when it's right for you. And, you know, sometimes you have detours, sometimes you have minor setbacks.
Yeah, and some you can even have a major setback, and you don't want to get thrown off the way to that goal.
No, we don't.
Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to hear the next five of those 10 commandments of goal setting.
Yes, we've covered the first five. Please stay tuned for the next five, and also listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we're back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about goal setting, and we've laid out the first five.
So let's get right into the next five. What's number six?
What knowledge or material will you need to acquire in order to achieve your goal?
What knowledge or material will you need to acquire in order to achieve your goal?
Yeah, if you want to paint the inside of your bedroom and you've never painted before, it may seem like it's a simple, but you know what? There are painters out there that are really good at painting, and then there are people who just throw colors up on a wall and make a mess of things in the process. And so do you need to understand what it takes to paint? Do you need to understand the materials that you'll need? You need a roller. You need a roller reservoir thing to put the paint in. You'll probably need a broomstick to screw into that roller. You'll probably need to get some painter's tape. You'll probably need to get some drop cloths. You'll need to know what it takes to roll things out. I mean, you'll have to gain the understanding and the knowledge and the material to achieve your goal.
So getting those answers before you start is pretty important.
Oh, absolutely. And this will open up your awareness of number seven.
And what is number seven?
What organizations and groups should you associate with? Perhaps you know someone who can become acquainted with and someone who can help you by doing the heavy lifting for yourself if they are a specialist in that particular aspect of what you need done for yourself in the process. You know, when I was redoing every room inside my house over because I got plaster walls and I'd hung some paintings on them, I have the understanding because I used to be, a master painter and do those sorts of things, but I didn't want to do it myself. So who could I get to do it for me that I trusted, that I understood, that that's what their mission in life is to paint the walls inside people's houses. So good. Who could I hire to do that? And what acquaintances do I have to make in order to have those? If you know somebody, great. If you know somebody and you trust them, that's even better. If you know somebody that you don't trust, the good, then don't hire that person. Go find somebody else.
Well, you know, right association is such an important idea. I mean, if you the people that you spend time with really have an important influence on who you are and what you become.
Absolutely. And what's important is if they have the knowledge and the wisdom to help you through your barriers, You just need to choose to ask for help and use their expertise and use their knowledge and use their skill set in order to help you get things done. You don't have to do all the heavy lifting. You can have somebody else do the heavy lifting for you.
Well, it's always helpful to have somebody do some of that heavy lifting for you because, my goodness, a lot of times the jobs that you set out for yourself are a little overwhelming.
They can be.
So what's the eighth commandment of goal setting?
Well, what are the benefits to you? This is an important commandment to really sit down and understand. What is the benefit to you? Why set out on a goal if it doesn't speak to your perceived benefits? How do you justify choosing a goal? The more clear and positive the benefits, the more likely you are to stick to it and follow through. Again, you need to be in your outcome. And so if you want to lose, I don't know, 20 pounds, okay? 20 pounds is a very reasonable goal. I can help anybody lose 20 pounds with basically no effort whatsoever. It's just about getting them to focus properly. But 20 pounds, how do you benefit from having lost 20 pounds? You know, if you're an attractive woman and you've put on some excess weight, maybe losing the 20 pounds is going to get you some attention that you don't want because now guys are going to look at you a little bit more and they're going to say more things to you and they're going to approach you more. Maybe you're not comfortable with that. So if the benefit of losing weight is actually a deterrent because you don't need the extra attention, then that's not going to motivate you at all. So you gotta figure out what the benefits are. And, you know, what is the benefit of having more money? Well, you may have to pay more taxes. Well, you may see paying taxes as being a problem. Then you probably are going to sabotage yourself so you don't actually make any more money.
Well, that's such an interesting concept to know what the benefits are to you because, like you say, you can set up and realize that the outcome of what you're setting off as your goal will actually have some negative consequences in your life. So if you don't frame it in a way where you're looking at what the positive outcomes will be, it could deter you from being able to achieve that goal.
Absolutely.
Well, what's number nine?
Number nine is to develop an action plan. Develop the specific steps necessary in order to move these things forward. And this is where the reverse engineering will benefit you in the process because if you know what, you know, you got to cross third base before you can cross home plate. Well, if you're standing at home plate and you haven't even hit the ball yet and you can't even imagine, well, where do I have to go after I hit the ball? If you can't imagine that, then it's going to be hard to go forward. So if you reverse engineer, okay, before I cross the plate and score the run that wins the game, I have to cross third base. And before I cross third base, I have to cross second base. Before I cross second base, I have to get to first base. But in order to get to first base, I either have to have four balls and I get a walk, or I actually have to put the wood on the ball and hit it in a place where nobody is so that I can get to first base. And so by understanding what the reverse engineering is, that will help you get to where you need to be. So developing that action plan.
An action plan is so important. And what is the final commandment?
Visualize yourself accomplishing your goal. Be in your outcome achieved. Feel the outcome. Feel the sense of accomplishment and stick to it until it's true. This is the fuel for the project. And if you can imagine yourself in the outcome that you're trying to obtain, okay, then it pulls you in the direction of where you want to go. Instead of pushing through things, you're actually being pulled towards your final goal and destination because you've visualized and you've practiced understanding, well, what is this goal going to feel like when I get there? And just practice that feeling and it'll pull you through to finish line every time.
That is so important to feel the accomplishment, not just intellectually, but actually to try to feel that in your body.
Yes.
Well, this has been a great conversation about goal setting and what you need to do. I'm sure that there are listeners out there who have questions about maybe their own goals or their own health concerns that they'd like to ask you. And you make yourself available by phone, by email. What are the best ways to reach you?
The best ways to reach me are to call my office directly. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understand your problems. It is my purpose to serve. And so you picking up the phone and giving me a call or you sending me an email and asking me a question, that's giving me the opportunity to serve. I'll be forever grateful to you. And I promise you I'll return the favor of contacting me with abundance. And so I want to thank the listeners for tuning in this week. I appreciate these 10 goals or 10 steps to goal setting. I would like for you to pick some goals in the new year that is going to serve you well into 2017. Let's make 2017 our best year yet, and let's get some of the goals that are important to you accomplished. So thank you very much for listening. That's it for this week's show. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Untune from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.